Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping this space gives you something to think about.
I want to talk today to a broader audience, to not just parents, but to teachers and therapists and anybody else working with children in the space of remediation and special needs. This is my view on how I think the system should work, or at least this is how my system works in the remedial and special needs space. So I see the value in everything that is coming forward in terms of collaboration, and multidisciplinary teams, including the parents in those teams, are vital. And keeping the child at the center of that is even more important. The inclusion and participation of a child in their therapeutic journey, it cannot be undermined or undervalued. Their voice is important. So we need to find a space for their voice in what we choose for them to do and the journey that we take them on. But more to that, if we think about how we collaborate as communication partners, as therapeutic and education partners, as people who spend a lot of time with these children from a collaboration point of view, we need to view each other as team members, greater team members. And our communication needs to be more ongoing, a little bit more colloquial, so not always formal. And we need to have conversations about what we're doing, the successes we're having, share our successes, share where it's not working, take on other advice, and understand that if we are not the right person to address a specific thing, or even if we're not the right person for that child, we need to step back, we need to step away, because this is a child's life. I always talk to parents about how I can't guarantee anything. If I was somebody who painted houses, I could pretty much guarantee I could cover your house, or at least the walls you want me to paint. But when it comes to children, they're human beings, so I can't guarantee anything, which means I cannot do it alone and I cannot do it with ego. I need to do it as a whole, with everybody's voice, taking on feedback, giving feedback, taking on suggestions, trying things out, taking on new ideas, even opposing ideas, being open to various things. In my environment, we don't believe the program is the solution. We believe that the team is the solution for the child. If we believed in the program, we wouldn't let go of the program, even in the face of it failing a child. We need to be able to do that. We need to be able to let go of our approach if it's not working. Holding on tight because our approach is something that we believe in doesn't serve the child unless it does serve the child. So you have an undying belief in a particular program and you want to knock your head against the wall to try to make it work when it clearly isn't. That's not serving the child. I don't think that's the way we should go about it. So I'm talking to all of you is, how do we open ourselves up, be transparent, and have open professional communications around what we're doing, what we're finding is working, and being able to recognize that sometimes a particular approach works in one environment, but not in another. And that we're not here to fight for our voice, but to add and lend our voice to the problem, to the child, to the progress, to the solution that we're trying to find, and walk everybody together along the road. So if you're working in my environment from a school's perspective, or if you're working in my school environment and you're a therapist or any kind of interventionist, I openly ask you to come and get involved in my school, to get involved in the WhatsApp groups I create around the child, to hear everybody's voice, to lend your own voice, to give suggestion, to say what you're working on, to be wowed by progress, to give encouragement. All of those voices are so important to parents in particular who are not in our profession, who have a child with difficulties and they're trying their best. And can we give them aha moments, insights? Can we listen to them and have our own aha moments and insights? And I think it's so important that we are transparent and mature about how we communicate. Obviously, taking into account all the legalities and making sure that we work in service of the child. I think that is how we get further than trying to pull in different directions on our own. And when we look at each of our specialities, to stay within your speciality, but not swim in your lane necessarily. If you have an opportunity to help a child, to help a child. And I think perhaps from a therapy point of view, this can be a tricky part to think about, or tricky way to think about therapy. But if you're not thinking outside of your scope and sharing information, then what you're doing is you're leaving teachers and parents to handle the cross-lane work, Whereas you're the trained specialists in your field, whether it be speech therapy or occupational therapy or specializing in sensory integration from an occupational therapy point of view, is if that's all you do and you work in your little bubble, it's like only looking at the child's ankle when there's systemic inflammation and not looking beyond that. But to open your scope to, sure, I'm working on this, but I see there's something else going on. Who do we need to bring in? What do we need to do and say? And if we don't say that, what you're doing is you're leaving it up to the teachers and the parents to do that. And you guys are the professionals as therapists. You guys are trained in particular areas. And I think your voice is so important when it comes to talking outside of your scope and giving suggestions and ideas and potentially even applying it. And I know that steps outside of your mandate, but who's actually applying it? The layman when it comes to therapy, the parents and the teachers end up doing the application. So rather than only leaving it in our hands, how do we broaden our scope as a full team so that we serve the child, so that we generalize skills, so that we are consistent with our message, so that we share feedback and we move with the child and we don't get stuck? And this comes from a very personal example where my daughter was being treated for a swollen ankle until a homeopath said, this is not a swollen ankle, this is moving, get some blood tests. And it turned out to be an autoimmune disease. And if the homeopath hadn't been general, which they tend to do, they tend to look at the whole body, we as parents who didn't know anything about autoimmune diseases would have continued to treat the ankle with ankle specialists. So I think we need to make sure we've got people in our children's lives who look broader than just the little focus area, who look to the strengths and not just the weaknesses, who can step out of their speciality and guide parents and teachers to better solutions, more solutions, holistic solutions. Because children are human beings. They're not ankles or math problems or anxiety. It's a complex need that they have. So in our environment, we work collaboratively on a daily basis with no ego, full humility, full transparency, and full respect. And I think it's really working.